Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, especially when you realize that we've elected people that are not interested in getting this country back on track. They want it off the rails. And I know you're asking why. Does it make sense that we find ourselves in this current position? No, it does not make sense. And I don't blame you for being frustrated about it and wondering, you know, what kind of alternate universe you find yourself in the middle of. But yes, Virginia, you are in an alternate universe where up is down and down is up. And it is the Democratic Party solely that is not interested in the truth. They're not interested in America first. I mean, just look at the policies. Look what's happening to our country. Let's just take a look at immigration, for example. And I think one of the best people to have to discuss this is the founder of History Speaks. He's the author of several great books and a book that we had promoted early on when it was released. It seems like for many years, and we continue to do so because I believe it is one of the best books on immigration that you should read and get your hands on. It's titled Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. And I'm talking about Bruce Thatcher, who joins us now. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bill. Even in Texas, where we're trying to struggle and fill in where the national government won't.
Right. Well, this is like Arizona all over again, right? I mean, I still see that picture of the governor of Arizona face-to-face with Barack Obama saying, look, you got to do something. We're being overwhelmed here. And, you know, what's up here? Number one job for you as president is national security, and you're not doing your job. And she said that in the most diplomatic and nice way, as you remember, Jan Brewer. And but still, they didn't budge because they're fixed on their own agenda. And in part, you can probably appreciate because, you know, we're starting to break down, you know, the votes and understand what happened in the 2020 elections. Just demographically, we still don't understand how somebody like Joe Biden could be elected president. People, a majority of Americans, even Democrats, go, yeah, there's something fishy. This doesn't smell right. But that aside, looking at the numbers, look at how many Hispanics voted for Trump on this round. I mean, you had like a 10-point swing, so up to about, what, 35-40% Hispanics voted for Trump. Now, being Hispanic, I understand it. There's a lot of people, you know, in the business that look at this and they're like so shocked, they can't believe it. That's like people coming to me when I first started doing this radio show, Bruce. They said, well, you know, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic. I go, boy, that tells me everything I need to know about what world you've been living in.
Well, we have it's absolutely true. There's a crisis at the southern border, and we are aware of it, perhaps in Texas more than almost anywhere else in the country.
You got people walking, knocking on your door. I mean, if it's and the way Joe Biden presented the other night, you could have a migrant knocking on your door, or you could have the government knocking on your door with a syringe. You know?
Yeah, and people have had. People have had illegal migrants knocking on the door, and worse.
Yes.
And people have, some people, not many probably, but some people have literally left their homes in the rural homes in southern Texas along the border counties because they fear for their security. Now, you can, and the left will do this. They'll say, well, this is just a few examples, a few out of the many migrants coming here for security and a good life, do these kinds of things. But for the people who are fearful of their life and the people who are forced out of their homes and the people who have the trash from the migrants strewn all over their property, it's the whole. That's the whole deal. That's
exactly.
The whole show. And,
you see, what we need to do, Bruce, we need to move Ocasio-Cortez, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Let's give the ranchers there on that on that border. Let's give them some time off. We'll put them up in very expensive, luxurious hotels that we're putting these illegals in using taxpayer money. So we'll put those, we'll put American citizens in hotels and we'll let them luxuriate for about 6 months. And meanwhile, let's have Biden, the boys, the rest of the gang. Hey, Barack Obama, I think, is looking for another place to vacation. Let's bring him to the border, put him in these ranches, and let them get a taste of their very own policies and see what happens.
And put them in the ranches without
their, yeah, exactly.
Without their armed guards.
Yes.
Because they're the only ones who should have guns in the country. It's that won't happen, of course. And
but we can dream, can't we? Can't we dream, Bruce?
We can dream. Yeah, okay. We can dream. When they get down to the border for the photo ops and so forth, and spend maybe 4 or 5 hours down there talking to officials and party members. They don't talk much to the working guards on the border.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course. Then you got Tlaib. I mean, she's so brilliant. She wants to. I mean, I guess it's gotten too old now to defund police. Now we want to defund and get rid of ICE and everybody, right? I mean, our only line of defense that we have left on the border, she wants to totally eradicate it. It's like, you know, when they say things like this, it's like I can't listen to them. Because, you know, when you want to sit down and reason with people, the assumption is that they're reasonable to begin with. And what the Democrats have proven is they're no longer reasonable. Because, first of all, as we said, the president and elected officials, job one is national security. And part of that goes with property. I mean, people's property. I mean, for this to be happening in America, people's property being stolen, being abused, their safety being threatened, and you know, and meanwhile, they stay in the Beltway, you know, as you said, surrounded by their you know, their gun-carrying posse, and they're okay, but these poor Americans that are subject to this kind of stuff, woken up in the middle of the night, knocking on doors, busting into their house, you know, robbing their guns and things. I mean, what do you think is going to happen here, Bruce?
Well, one of two things. Either we're going to continue to have a basic change in American culture, swinging to the left and towards centralism, mm-hmm. Or else we're going to have a really vigorous anti reaction to all this, and people will start going to the schools and saying, "What is the stuff you're teaching or not teaching our students?"
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Standing up in school board meetings, and I was president of a school board in rural Chicago many, many, many years ago, and we lived there. And we had people came to board meetings, and they complained, but not about what was being taught. It's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do that.
Yeah, back then it was probably the bad cafeteria food or maybe a couple other things.
But that's exactly right.
Right, exactly.
Like that. Yep.
Yeah. But today, when you've got the curricula being taken over based on a theory, I mean, Bruce, could you believe it? I mean, here you are with your experience and you're going, wait a minute, we're turning our educational system on its head for a theory.
That's right.
It's unbelievable. But this is where our country is right now. And we can thank God. I keep saying, thank you, Mother Bears, because the Mother Bears have been going into these school board meetings and they've been raising all kinds of havoc, and rightfully so, and some things are starting to change. But I think there's other things going to happen, too, and we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Bruce Thatcher continues with us. Bruce has an incredible background, his heart for history. You know, and what most historians would want us to do with this heart, that we want to learn from history so that we don't repeat the mistakes. I mean, it's so unnecessary. I mean, we keep reinventing the wheel. And you see where we are right now in this country. And we go, wait a minute, haven't we done this? Haven't other people have done this? We just don't want to learn from the mistakes of the past. But being humanoids that we are, it's almost, Bruce Thatcher, it's almost like we have to get on the roof and fall off and just say, hey, I'm going to challenge that gravity thing. I want to make sure it really works. And, you know, we hit the ground, we go, oh, hey, you know what? That gravity thing really works. And can you take me to the hospital? I need to fix my arm.
Yeah, most people, most of us learn best from our mistakes.
Yes.
And we don't learn nearly as well from the mistakes of our forebears. Your previous guest, Dr. Zmarek, talked about the condition of our public education system and what it's doing in conditioning the youth, actually a couple of generations of our company, of our country. I'm sorry. Yeah. It brought to mind an experience that my family had over the 4th of July holiday this past week. It's been a tradition in our house every Independence Day, and I don't know, for 20, 30 years we've been doing this, a tape or DVD of the musical 1776, which is about the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Mm.
And this past Sunday, my daughter and her 19-year-old grandson did the same thing. It was a mind-opening experience for Eli, her grandson. He's a product of the Austin, Texas public school system, and he's now going to college. And he has been, not obnoxiously, but he's been an ardent proponent of the idea that America was founded by rich white men to perpetuate slavery and white supremacy. And he obviously learned this growing up, where he did. And America, therefore, is intrinsically bad. He believed that slavery had been established in the West by America to enable white men to prosper. But during the course of that film and discussions with my daughter, he learned things which he said had never been taught to him in school. His mind was really opened. He learned for the first time that slavery was practiced all over the world before, and it was brought to the colonies not generated here by Americans, but by the British, who were in the slave trade at the time.
Well, how about the and go back and remember the Africans? I mean, I mean, this has just been going on. This has been the tradition of man ever since man existed. Is you conquer your neighbor, you enslave them. You know, next battle.
The black men who were bought to Virginia in 1619 had been enslaved in Africa by other black men, their own countrymen, and the enemies they were fighting, and sold to make a profit by them. And but they were not landed in America as slaves,
right?
Because the laws of the colony of Virginia did not provide for slavery. So they were landed as indentured servants. And after they paid off their indenture by working, they became free citizens of Virginia.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's not ever pointed out.
Right. Well, and speaking of indentured servitude, a little bit like what's happening in the border. I mean, you got people coming across, and they become indentured servitudes, but we don't indentured servants, but we're not seeing any redemption there for them or their families other than, hey, look, at you've paid your bill to the coyotes and the drug smugglers, but, you know, hopefully the Americans, because they're so stupid, they're going to, you know, give you legal status somewhere down the line, maybe.
Well, we ask the question, why what we refer to the left invalidating our history and traditions, and our answer is it's not understandable. It's just mind-boggling. It's a mystery, but it isn't a mystery. It is understandable if you look at it from their point of view. It is all about power.
Yes,
in my view, it's all about becoming the powerful class in this country, and all of the things they spout, not all of them, not all people, of course, but from a policy point of view, from the top, the things they spout have no bearing on reality. Whether they have bearing on reality or not is irrelevant. Will it help them achieve what they want to do? So if there's a problem, let's blame guns, because that's easy to do, and it deflects attention from the other things that are going on. If there's a crisis at the southern border, and our opponent Trump, most recently, is in power, let's hype that up and blow it up and blame him for everything. If it's going on while we're there, and we created it because we invited, in effect, all of these migrants to come into the country at the southern border illegally, then let's just deny that there's a crisis.
Exactly.
Let's not have the newspaper coverage of it, and let's just get on to other things. Mm-hmm. This is the approach that I see.
Yeah. Well, and for your grandson, here he is. I mean, he's been indoctrinated, and curious to hear his comments in realizing they lied to me. I mean,
yeah,
and this is what we're hearing across the country on so many issues, Bruce.
Yeah.
People are saying, "Oh, whether we're talking about abortion, whether we're talking about the collusion that Trump was a communist, that he was in bed with Putin after $70 million, all these attorneys investigating, nothing comes up, they can't impeach him," and some people realize, they go, "Oh my God, they lied to me. They lied to us."
Yeah, that's sort of came through a quote from Eli. Via my daughter, mm-hmm. at the end of the film, he says, "Oh my gosh, they put their lives on the line."
Mm-hmm. Yes,
when they signed that document, he suddenly understood that there was no mention of slavery in the Declaration of Independence. He suddenly understood that the reason there was a compromise and the anti-slavery wording was taken out was because they had to do it to get the votes for it. And in effect, while he didn't refer to his own schooling, he surely began to think, this isn't what I was taught. This is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and the thing is, at the end of the day, Bruce, look, at the other side is about killing and destroying. This is clear, all in the name of control, that they can do such a better job. Historically, we've never seen any other country, any other experiment of this type fulfill its promise. All it's done is it's taken care of a special group, a ruling class, which we have that ready-made class already here in America. We've allowed this to happen. This is why we have a multi-tiered justice system. We have the justice system for the Hillary Clintons and the leaders of the Democratic Party. If you're associated with the Republicans or you've supported Donald Trump in any way, then you're going to find yourself in jail, not able to talk to an attorney, to even be charged in many cases. Just in D.C. alone, I think there's about 100 political prisoners, and I will call them political prisoners because that's what they are. Some have hesitated to say that. They say, "Well, Bill, that's just going too far." I go, "Well, what do you call them? I mean, you've got these American citizens, you know, too many of them being held in solitary confinement, Bruce. And what are they guilty of? You've got to be kidding me.
They haven't been tried yet.
No.
Yeah.
No. And in many cases, there's video there of the Capitol Police inviting them to come in. So they took the invitation of the Capitol Police, and they're there arguing their case, and they've been sitting on their hands, like I said, some in solitary confinement. They are incarcerated 23 hours. They maybe get an hour a day. That's it. That's disgusting. This is happening in your United States of America. Bruce Thatcher, as always, we appreciate it. HistorySpeaks.com, that's where you want to go for more information. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.